Hi, this is Donovan Mitchell, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Donovan has Horford, 5 on the clock, tough step back, left side 3, is good!
Oh boy, what a shot.
Incredible, mind-blowingly good.
What a game. The Jazz prevailed in a thriller, 137-130 over the Boston Celtics. I'm Leif Thulin, and this is your Jazz Game Rewind. The Jazz were led by Donovan Mitchell's late-game heroics, finishing with 34 points and 6 assists, and Mike Conley's stellar shooting certainly didn't hurt, splashing all 7 threes he attempted, adding 7 assists along with his 29 points.
Mike Conley gets it from Ingles. 16 on the clock, steps back for a 3, swish. Mike Conley has 16 points on 6 of 10 shooting. He's perfect from 3. And I am not sure I've ever been a part of a quarter with 14 lead changes and 10 ties. And that's what we have now. It is, both teams have, Boston leads the quarter 41-38. 28 seconds left, shot clock's at 15. Conley works the left side off a Gobert pick. They're switching 1 through 5. Rudy Gay's guarded by Marcus Smart. Top to Clarkson. 3 ball, left side, good. We've had 82 points in the quarter, an equal amount from each team.
The Jazz hit 27 threes, the second most in franchise history, and they started off red hot right out of the gates with Donovan scoring 11 and Conley 9 by the end of the first quarter alone. The Jazz shot 66.7% from the field in the quarter, and the Jazz made 9 threes in the quarter, shooting 69.2% in the first quarter from beyond the arc.
Donovan has it with 4 on the shot clock, fires up a 3 from behind the timeline, and they hit it. Conley left open on behind a Gobert pick, takes another 3 and hits it. And Donovan shakes Richardson, pull-up 3 is good. Donovan may have found his stroke. The last 2 games he has been exquisite, and now he's rolling tonight. Donovan, in and out dribble, attacking, kicks. Bogdanovich is open, right corner 3, got it.
What a setup.
Right side to Rudy Gay. He'll shoot over the Freedom and hit. It's hard to defend Freedom, or it's hard for Freedom to defend, depending which way you look
at it. Boston battled back using the Jazz's many turnovers to their advantage, scoring 31 points off of the Jazz's turnovers.
Trent Forrest is in the game, and he turns it over. Live ball turnover again. Transition 3 for Al Horford is good. Wow. The Utah Jazz sloppiness with the basketball, as good as they've been offensively, has been seriously detrimental. Schroeder behind a Freedom pick, fires and hits. Here's Tatum off a pin down. Step back baseline jumper is good. Left wing Langford driving, beautiful ball fake on the pass and scoring. Nice move by Romeo Langford.
At the half, the Jazz led by 3, but momentum had shifted to the Celtics late in the second quarter and began to feel like the Jazz had squandered their phenomenal shooting efforts. The Celtics took Robert Williams out of the game and played Horford as their center, spacing the floor and attacking on straight line drives, much like the Clippers did in order to oust the Jazz from the playoffs a season ago.
Jason Tatum, pull-up jumper, left baseline is good. Horford at the top, and he's going to take another shot and another 3, and he's going to hit. Out. Schroeder driving on the switch on Bogdanovich, gets to the window, jamming over the top is Marcus Smart. Wow!
However, the third quarter was not a one-sided affair like Jazz fans may have feared based on the Clippers-like approach the Celtics employed, switching screens and drawing Gobert out of the paint. On the contrary, it was a dead-even quarter, with both teams scoring 41 points, and both teams poured down huge 3 after huge 3, coupling for 15 lead changes and 10 ties alone in the third quarter.
O'Neal takes a left side 3 and makes it. Skip pass knocked away. Donovan has it. Triple teamed, works through it, lobs up high to Rudy, lays it up and in. Clarkson, left side skip pass from Rudy Gay, open 3, good. Conley driving, left side O'Neal. Back to Mike. Mike off a Gobert pick, gets a 3. This one will count. Mike Conley's 5 for 5 from 3.
The fourth quarter arrived, and as the game began, so too it ended, with the Jazz all-star backcourt of Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley on fire. The duo scored the Jazz's final 21 points, propelling the Jazz to make 11 of their last 12 shots to close out the pesky Boston Celtics. for the frenetic final minutes of this amazing game, let's go down to David Locke and Ron Boone's call from the electric Vivint Arena as the Jazz closed out the Celtics.
Donovan's free throw rattles around and goes in, and we have our 18th lead change of the second half, and the crowd's into a fabulous game. 3:40 to play. Vivint comes to their feet. Schroeder to the front court. Originally a first-round draft pick of the Atlanta Hawks. Gives to Tatum, their leading scorer. Conley on it, guarding him. Conley 7 inches shorter. He drives left side, spins to the basket, lays it up and in. That matchup's a problem for the Jazz, Ron.
Yes. Size advantage and just as quick. Great move. I'm sure Conley was expecting.
Donovan, catch and shoot three, left side. Perfect! 122-120, three to play. Donovan's got 29. Tatum to the front court. O'Neal meets him. They set a pick. Tatum attacks Gobert, gives back to Horford, resets Tatum. Tatum guarded by Gobert. He's never hit a three over Rudy in his career. He'll try one here. He misses. Rebound O'Neal. 122-120. Donovan through the lane, fakes the pass, goes to the basket, scores it. Donovan Mitchell, you are marvelous. 10-2 run. Donovan was 7 of them. What a basketball game. A truly outstanding, exquisite, elegant, fabulous evening of hoops. All right, here come the Celtics. Jason Tatum's their leading scorer. Dennis Schroeder is their quick, speedy point guard. Al Horford's their stretch center. Horford has it. Gives it to Tatum, around a curl. O'Neal defending. Now Gobert goes out with him. He'll give to the wing to Horford for a three out of the corner. No good. Donovan and Smart battling for the rebound. It's loose, and the late Jazz have it. Here comes Donovan in the lane, behind a bogey, 4-3. No, Rudy rebound back up. He's fouled.
I don't know if they're going to count that.
They're not going to. He's fouled first. Rudy will get 2 free throws.
He never brought the basketball down. What's Rudy?
He might
thinks,
not get free throws, by the way. This might not be free throws.
That's the reason I said if they don't count that, and Quinn's going beside himself there.
Vince LaGarza quickly went over to tell him we need a play call. I do not feel like this game has been particularly well officiated by a pretty veteran crew, but it's been a high-stakes game, 124-120. O'Neal inbounding, Conley comes to get it. Richardson's defending, he's 6'5 and long. Smart's their best defender, he's on Bogdanovich. Conley, pull-up three on the right side, nailed it! Oh, Mike Conley, how do you do? Mike's just bouncing up and down on his tippy toes the other side. He's having a night. 127-120. Jazz by 7. Schroeder, left side, drives on Conley, cut off, denied, back to Horford, hands back to Schroeder. Schroeder for a three, and he nailed it.
It's amazing how the players that are not supposed to be good three-point shooters seem to come up with some big ones.
Mike Conley. They've put Marcus Smart as guarding Rudy Gobert so that when they set the pick, he'll be guarding Conley. The Jazz recognize it. Horford comes to Conley. Conley shakes him, drives, kicks to the corner. O'Neal rotates to Bogdanovich. Deep three with 2 on the clock. No good. Long rebound. Celtics on the run. Tatum out ahead. Donovan trailing. Tatum lays it up and in. 127-125 with 1:16 to play. Woo-hoo-hoo! This is something else. Crowd on their feet. Donovan at the top. Black uniform, black tights. In dark mode. He drives on Tatum. Ball fakes, catches him, spins, kicks back to O'Neal, rotates to Conley. Does he have another? Yes, he does! Mike Conley, 7 for 7 from three tonight. One 30, 125. 57 seconds to play. Jazz are 9 of 15 shooting from 3 in the fourth quarter. Smart inbound. Schroeder has it. Post to Richardson. Left side. Skip pass to Tatum. driving with a left hand into the lane. Gobert comes over, fouls him. Tatum will go to the line. All right, Ron Boone. I waited. I think right now is the time. Don't you?
Let's hear it.
The Boston Celtics are 20 of 20 from the free throw line tonight. The Celtics have not missed a free throw in the entire game. As Tatum is at the line, they have not missed a free throw, and they still have not missed a free throw.
It's a great time to jinx him, David.
But maybe the second free throw?
Fourth in the league in free throw percentage at 81%.
Fourth in the league?
The team is fourth in the league.
I have no powers tonight. 48 seconds left, Jazz by three. They need a bucket and a stop. Conley, who's got 25 on 7 of 7 from 3, comes across the half line. O'Neal sets the pick. They want Tatum switch to Conley. They got the switch. Gobert now comes to set a pick. They swing to O'Neal, rotate to Donovan. Donovan has Horford. 5 on the clock. Tough step back. Left side 3 is good.
Oh, boy. What a shot.
Incredible. Mind-blowingly good.
The Jazz are now 15-7 and playing their best basketball of the season of late. Next up is Cleveland on the road at 1:30 on Sunday. Make sure to listen to right here on Utah Jazz Radio and certainly be there when the Jazz return to the Viv on Wednesday, December 15th against Paul George and the LA Clippers. I'll see you at the game. For your Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Leif Tulin, and as always, go Jazz!